forever. Dog.
Like, when I think about a girl that I see that's super hot and I'm like, oh my god, I like her. I want to give her everything. My first thought is like, I want to get on my knees for her. Like, literally, like, put me in my fucking place. Like, the idea of her, like, using me to feel good. Guys, guys, please, you're gonna make me turn red.
We're gonna make you turn red!
I'm just saying, we're talking about it. It's like nice to be used. Wait, maybe I said something wrong.
No, you're exactly right. You've never said something more right in your whole goddamn life.
This episode, I'm going through my teen rebellion.
I just clicked on.
Son, yes, take your damn sunglasses off in the house.
We are at the dinner table.
It's not a phase, Dad. Why should I?
Son, are you telling me that your gender identity is guy that wears sunglasses in the house?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. I have a problem with these. I think I have an oral fixation.
I wouldn't doubt that, Mac. I wouldn't doubt that.
Whenever, so every night I go for my hot girl walk and I get my popsicle sticks.
Pause. What is hot girl walk?
Hold on. Rewind.
What is a fucking...
You guys don't know what a hot girl walk is?
I actually do.
This is a TikTok clip. You know what it is?
Yeah, because I'm not 100 like some of us at this
Like your
table.
Father.
Ashley, yeah. You on the record don't know what a hot girl walk is?
For the record.
I don't scroll on TikTok. I just make TikToks and I walk away because I have a healthy life.
Whoa.
Pause. I have a healthy cardiovascular system because of my hot girl walks.
Pause.
And I have great mental health and body confidence because of my hot girl walks.
Well, I'll say, I'm not talking about walks. I'm talking about scrolling on the tickety-tock. I will say, though, that even though I don't scroll on TikTok, I have other issues.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying,
Ashley. Wanted to make that
clear.
Ashley, hot girl walk is how you prepare for hot girl summer.
I take walks. What is a hot girl walk? Explain this TikTok turn to me.
You go for a walk. You pretend like you're on the runway. You know, you're doing your hot girl thing, going on a hot girl walk. It's a trend. You go on a hot girl walk. If you have a cat, like you take your cat on a hot girl walk.
Visualization almost.
Like I like that, like, we're making this into like, we're like yassifying this and like making it into a Gen Z thing. Because let me tell you what I've been doing every day for 4 or 5 years. I wake up in the fucking morning. I grab my mug. I go to Dunkin' Donuts. I get my coffee. Black. I walk to the water. I sit. I stare. I meditate, but I also just stare. And I don't think about
anything. She totally does. She's like, that's me saying it in a funny voice, but she's not joking.
I've been hot girl walking for years.
You guys, like, do you guys both meditate?
Every day?
Not as much as I used to. I do more informal meditation now. I used to do formal meditation every day, but now I do, like, informal stuff.
What do you mean? When you say informal meditation, what do you mean?
I mean intentionally being present during other things. So whether that's going for a walk or like sitting outside or enjoying my cup of coffee, like instead of just sitting at my cushion and like, you know.
In my happiness class, they call it savoring. So yeah, instead of you're savoring the experience.
Well, it could be savoring, but savoring would be a form of informal meditation, but it's not always savoring. Like sometimes it's just being present. Sometimes it's, you can be present even during unpleasant moments.
Oh yeah, you can.
You know, so you guys wouldn't even know this. I used to teach a program called Mindful Self-Compassion, which is like a mindfulness and compassion program. It's an 8-week program.
Oh, so you know a lot about this.
I'm like certified to
teach. Elena, we have like a huge thing in common. This is like an enormous part of my life, meditation.
Well, I know. And whenever you say that, I'm always like, hell yeah, she meditates every day.
That's why at one point, Elena, you and I connected.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
No, thank you.
At one point, you and I used to be so close. I miss it.
You guys are good?
You guys,
we can film the episode separately and then we can put it all together.
Turn on the news, Elena. Turn on the news. Son, the news. Go to your room.
It's Channel 5, babe. It's on Channel 5.
Channel in New York, Channel 5 is Fox. Fox News.
I think that's so. That's probably
the
what
only
I was
one
thinking.
That makes sense. Is an ambulance coming to revive my broken heart?
Apparently.
There's an ambulance?
Can you hear
it? You can't hear that, Mac?
Oh, my fan's still on.
Does your fan sound like an ambulance?
Yeah, it's my ambulance fan. I forgot to turn it off.
I think I derailed Mac.
I hate loud noises, and I thought if it was coming from out my window, it would have, like, loud noises make me, like, it's really bad. I take my noise-canceling AirPods into stores with me, so, like, a lot of the time when I meet people, I have headphones in, and I look like an asshole. I'm not an asshole, which you'd know if you talked to me. I just have sensory issues.
And an oral fixation.
Son, I think you just need to expose yourself. You need to do, you gotta man up. No. Go to the loudest place possible.
No. Just immediately no.
Stand there for a few minutes. Leave. No. Go back the next day.
Just immediately
stand
no.
there a few more.
I think it's cool that you guys do that, though. Like, there's such a stigma around that in my generation. Like, we see it. We see meditation as this crazy formal, like, Buddhist...
Mm-hmm.
monk thing, you know, it mm-hmm. feels so intimidating, and every time I've tried it,
I don't think that's just your generation.
No,
I think a lot
of people
feel that
common
way.
Yeah,
oh, so it's not like does everybody that you know meditate, or
would actually say your generation is probably more hip to it, but also I don't think you fully understand what it means, because
that's
it's not relaxation.
No.
Self-care and relaxation are like different things.
It's about observing your thoughts as you have them, observing your sensations, that the things you're experiencing as they're happening, not trying to change anything.
It's incredible. My relationships are healthier. I'm better at my job.
Should we intro the podcast? Hi,
probably.
Everybody who's listening.
Hello.
Welcome to Chosen Family. We are your chosen family.
We're sitting around the dinner table.
I'm Elena Joy.
Mommy.
I'm Mac.
I'm not saying baby. I'm not calling you baby.
Our dear child.
Our dear, dear kid. And I'm Ashley Gavin, your dad.
Father.
I'm your biological father, Ashley Gavin.
I can dictate the mood of the podcast by if Ashley calls her their dad or their daddy.
What's wrong with both of them?
Nothing. It's just an
it's
indicator.
Just where you're at mentally,
tell me what.
I'm just noticing the wording, and I'm allowing space for it.
She's responding rather than reacting
exactly.
to your.
Well,
wording.
I'm reacting. What does dad mean, and what does daddy mean? Tell me what's going on in my mind.
It's how chaotic
dad,
you're feeling.
Wait,
how
do you
chaotic?
Guys know any girls that? Wait, yeah. No, we talked about this, Elena. Never mind.
So
I know some fucking girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Wait, what did we talk about?
Tell about girls that call their dads daddy. Like,
oh,
their biological fathers.
It happens a lot more daddy. In the South, I think.
Yeah, see, I don't
oh, for sure.
have that. But then, Mac, I think you were saying one of your sisters does that.
Yep, my older sister. Love her to death. But she, I don't know if she does anymore, because she's, like, recently confronted trauma with our dad.
Okay.
Because, oh, no, this is funny.
Good times.
Is it funny?
No, it's actually hilarious.
Okay.
You guys are going to think this is really funny.
Oh,
our
God.
Dad gets mad at her for the way she dresses, right?
There we go. There's your trauma right there.
Oh, yeah. Pretty funny.
His
knee
point
slapper.
Is, why can't you dress more like your sister, Mac? She dresses so conservatively.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I dress to pull, Dad.
Like, I want to bang chicks, Dad.
I don't dress this way to... hide my body. I dress this way.
It is
my arms
so funny
jacked.
To me that old straight people literally don't know what a lesbian looks like.
Yep.
Literally don't know. He loves my swimsuits. Oh, you have no idea. Oh my God. He loves my swimsuits so much. I'm like, Dad, this is practically a binder.
You're
like,
yeah, you're in a wetsuit. You're like head to toe. You're going scuba diving. You have a full like.
He's like, the boys will never look at Mac in this. And
no,
Mac,
I never
yeah.
have a drip of desire.
Exactly.
It's almost creepy the way that men. Like, I'm like, okay, you're seeing your daughter that way.
Yeah.
So what did you think of women when you were that age? And is that the reason why you
why
look at your daughter?
Why are you sexualizing
and you're like,
your daughter right
it's
now?
Your
why
daughter.
Why are you looking at her being like, people are going to want to bang that thing? Gross.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's fucking creepy.
They're all so concerned about how our daughters are dressing and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then at the same time, they're going to scream from the rooftops, like, not all men. When we're like, I'm afraid of
right.
men. And they're like,
right.
well, not all of them, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, well... what are you telling your daughter? You're telling
yeah.
your daughter to cover up. You're telling your daughter to not be out too late, blah, blah. Why? Who do you think that, who are you afraid of?
That's so true.
Elena, I think that's why we were such incredible parents, because we knew to give our kid the
Mac
freedom.
A big ol' homo.
The freedom to pull.
Yeah, to pull.
freedom
to pull. God bless America.
That's another t-shirt. Freedom to pull.
Freedom to pull.
people. Write it down.
I want the American flag.
Alex, write it down.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it? If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. For me, when it comes to saving time, doing things from the comfort of my own home has been king. Doing therapy online saves me a long drive to an office, it allows me to feel comfortable in a familiar space, and it just feels better. I love online therapy with BetterHelp because it's more accessible to me than traditional therapy in person. And I can use the time that I save for other things that make me feel good, like rock climbing or going to the beach or going for a walk or just spending time with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chosenfamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chosenfamily.
Does anyone have any updates around the dinner table to say
updates.
About life? Just like dinner table things.
Can I be vulnerable?
Have you guys watched First Kill?
No. Let's do that. No, let's do First
no,
Kill.
No, Matt.
Let's do,
yes, Ashley.
Nope. First Kill. What's First Kill?
I could say like a kind of vulnerable thing that's just, well, it's not even vulnerable, but it's like my only update. It's the reason I never have updates. Is I'm just so in love.
You are in love,
that
you little bitch.
So cute.
You know what? Like, the divorce was really hard, but I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much.
You don't sound happy.
I'm happy.
Yeah, I love my new mom way better than you, Dad.
Oh.
My stepmom.
When's stepmom gonna come on the podcast?
You wanna live with mommy and new mommy and not daddy?
Mommy and new mommy. Yeah. Mommy and new mommy, not daddy and new mommy. Sorry. Mm.
Well, there is no new mommy on my end.
Oh, no.
I'm fine. I'm so busy.
That sucks
so bad. Oh, no.
Come on, Dad. Why aren't you pulling?
Because yeah. I'm fucking busy, dude. Patreon.com/WHGS/whatever we make
don't
for this.
Don't you dare promote your Patreon.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Our podcast. This is why, again, every episode. There's another trend. We do this every episode. Every episode we say, this is why. This is why, son. This
You're
why
in love.
Never
I was
out.
Wondering, are you ready to announce it on the internet? We don't know when these are coming out.
Well, exactly.
So.
That's where I'm like, I think I actually can. I think I actually can announce it. Well, the internet kind of knows I have a girlfriend. That's fine. But like,
oh, cool.
Like just little bit corners of the internet because I've only like slipped it in here and there.
Yeah, that's what she said.
But I just don't have it. Like, I'm like, well, what kind of updates can I even? I don't know.
That's the one. You're in love.
That's my update.
And you, the way that you told me, you're really in love.
I'm like really, very in love. For real, game over kind of in love. Like,
I guess there's no shot, huh?
No.
Ashley wants her rom-com redemption moment. Give it to her.
Sorry, Ashley.
What happens if the first time we meet in person, I'm showing up at your wedding to stop it?
That'd be some no, good because content.
That would make me like that would make me like the dusty side
for my YouTube channel. Absolutely, let's stage this shit.
Yeah, but I have two weddings.
One
can be for the YouTube, and one will be for real.
I run up. I'm banging on the glass. Elena, Elena, I love you,
Elena.
Think of what we could be. Should we start the episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, join us around our dinner table by submitting your questions to your chosen family.
Oh, we didn't get your... on the last episode, we said that you were going to tell your groping story.
Yeah, tell your groping story.
What happened?
Yeah, this was fucked up. I've had, like, several experiences with fans where they just weren't pleasant. I feel weird calling them fans. I always
viewers.
Like
I like. I always say viewers.
Oh, I like viewers. Yeah,
I like viewers.
I call them fanatics, maniacs.
No, you call them shitheads. You little shit.
True. I call them pieces of shit. I call them simp bitches. Shit. Bottom Nation. What's up, Bottom Nation?
I was at. I've had like a lot of unpleasant encounters. It's usually people from TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a bar with my sister and some friends, and this girl came up to me, and like I'd had several people come up to me that night, so I was kind of like used to it, whatever. And she like introduced herself, and that's fine. It was like cute. She was sweet. I was talking to her, and then she starts getting like really close to me, and I'm like, I don't like to be touched by anybody that I don't know unless I like go in for a hug, you know?
Yeah,
or grab their eyelash.
Yeah, if I'm trying to grab their eyelash, if you listened last episode. But so she starts getting really close, and then she has her hand on like my back, and I was kind of like, ooh. And so it's that awkward thing where you don't know if it's like something that's, this is incorrect to think this way. Nobody should touch you if you don't want them to touch you. But in my brain, I was like, this isn't aggressive enough for me to say something about it, but I am uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like trying to step back, and then she goes to put her hand like on my chest, and she was like significantly shorter than me, just glides down full boob grab, like just grabbed me, and I was sorry. Like what the fuck, and I just kind of like stood there because it was weird, and
yeah,
I didn't know how to react to that. Like obviously I didn't want that. Thank god my sister was there though, because she was like, oh my god, what are you doing, and like moved her off of me, and I was just kind of like and then it's my younger sister, but she's like very protective, and so she just like kind of pushed me behind her, and I was like, what the fuck, and then I like went over with my friend. It was really weird.
That's beyond so weird though. That's not even just weird, that's like, that's invasive. It's not
not fun. And then I like talked to my girlfriend about it later because I was just like upset. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's this weird thing where like fans or viewers or whatever, and
they feel close,
seems like it's primarily people from TikTok,
like they think that they can,
they think they're entitled to touch you however they want, or like,
ooh, yeah.
I mean, last time, oh, what were you saying?
Well, I do photos after shows with my supporters, and I've had a full intentional boob grab. The funny thing is that I don't have much of a personal space bubble when I don't feel physically threatened. So unless it's someone who's not physically imposing to me, if they're not if they're not like just like a physical threat to me, I have no boundary, but if I do feel a threat, then it does affect me.
Well, but that's
I've also
the thing,
had my
though,
face shoved into boobs. That was like, that happened last night. That was wild.
Like when you're the thing though that you're saying is like, you're like, unless I feel, if I don't feel physically like threatened, then I'm fine. I have no boundary. But if you're on the other side of that, you can't know. Like that's the,
yes.
Like
no one asked me.
Exactly.
And
like,
I think I'm
knows.
Probably a fairly lucky case.
Yeah.
Like,
right. And that's where it's just like, how about you just don't touch people?
Correct.
Without,
right,
like them saying that you can.
Man, even beyond that, when I was headed home from LA last week, I was just like, I was a wreck. I'd been crying all day. I looked like shit. Like, I was actively crying, and like had people coming up to me at the airport asking for pictures. And it's just like, I understand it's probably like, you probably won't see me again. And like, this is a one-time thing for you that you're running into me, and it's like cool and the coincidence and whatever, but man, it's just one
like,
of those situations where it's like, I wish I could take a picture with you, but this is not the time.
Son, are you wearing that hat that I sent you in public? Are you wearing the fishing hat with the bait that I put I sent you a hat, son, to wear out so that people wouldn't recognize you. Kind of a big
fishing
hat. I lost
it in the river, Dad.
Oh.
It fell off while I was pulling in a 12-foot fish.
No, I'm proud of you. I hope you got a
Did you take
picture.
A picture for your yeah. Tinder profile?
I have plenty of pictures of me with fish.
Good. That's
I don't need
what
anymore.
The ladies
Trust.
Like.
That's one well, thing. If you can handle a fish, what else can you handle?
Turns out not much.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Should we do a question?
Yeah, let's do a question.
That's not
that's my job.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's your job today, though.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah, it's
I need to start therapy again.
It's weird. I don't like getting I'm starting to not like getting recognized too. But mine is way more like it's all bottoms, so the girls are just like picking up their phone.
And then I guess I'm lucky. Like, my audience has always been, for the most part, very sweet.
Mine too.
Like, it's very, like, they just people say really nice things, and it's like we have a nice moment. And the weirdest, not weird, I don't want to say weird, but like I've had a couple people that are, you know, can't really read the room, right? And they're a bit too much. But I haven't had anybody. Like,
I think just the bigger you get, the more people you run into that can't read the room.
Yeah.
It's just a statistics thing.
Yeah, that might be likely.
Anyway, I know I'm a piece of shit. Everyone at home listening being like, no one knows who you are. I know.
What? Nobody's doing that, Ashley.
Ashley, stop.
Jesus Christ.
I have a wild story about that for another.
Nobody's doing that.
I'm okay, at the point with you question? Guys where you like talk about stuff and I feel close enough to you that I'm like, oh my God, I have to send them this TikTok that I saw. And that just happened to me, but I'll send it to you guys later. It's really
funny. Please do.
Okay. This might be a good question. If I say the question and you don't like it, I'll just pick another one, okay?
Oh, like the question about eating ass.
What was wrong with that?
A lot of things.
One.
Okay. When you're top, what's the pleasure? Because I think you're just giving and you're not getting like straight sex.
Okay, so that person is not a top.
Misconception. Tops can be touched and enjoy it. Top is not code for don't touch this person. This person only gives.
No, but the question top. Is, what are you getting out of topping somebody?
Well,
like there's
everything.
Everything. What do you mean? It's the best.
Can we dissect the first layer here, which is that the patriarchy, the terms top and bottom are gendered terms made that orbit around the presence of a penis. And then when you take that penis out of it, it's kind of like, what the fuck do these words even mean?
Yeah,
and I just want to say that no one fucking knows what top and bottom actually means in a vulva on vulva situation. It's very confused. And even not that, like, there's power dynamics. Yeah. There's a dom and sub. There's giving and receiving. Mm-hmm. And all of those things are different from one another. But there's overlap.
If we're talking about giving and receiving, I think this person is asking, when you're just giving, what are you getting out of giving? I think is what they're asking.
Everything.
Like, so much. Okay, but let's actually break this down. Let's actually answer this for the
person. Our simp is showing, Ashley.
It's not even, no, but it's like not even simp. It's just like the, okay, now I'm like, let's break it down. I don't actually know how to explain it.
When you look at someone and you find them hot, aren't you, even though no touching is going on, aren't you receiving even though nothing is happening? You're being turned on.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if my, look, I'm just going to say it. If my face is just fucking in there. That wildly turns me on.
Yes, yeah, same.
Because it's my favorite thing in the world, like, in literally. My face.
Yes.
I'm so wildly turned on.
I never want to leave. I'm like, it's forever.
Have your place.
Yes. I'm like, I want to be here forever.
Right?
100%. Yes.
And that feels good in my bottom parts.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so there's an aspect.
That's a technical term,
possibly. There's an aspect of possibly being turned on. But beyond that, even if you're not being turned on, right? Like, even if it's not about a turn on, there's something about, there's like joy and pleasure in giving somebody else pleasure. Like, knowing that you're making this person that you care about, or this person that you find attractive, or the, whatever
it is. I like to feel good at my job.
Oh my God, that's not what I'm saying. That's
employee of the month.
That is different than what I'm saying, to be clear.
I like to feel good and valued.
Different than what I'm saying. It's not about a skill set thing. That can be separate too, that it's like, hey, I'm good at this and now I feel good. But I mean, like, there's just something incredible about knowing that you're making another person feel really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, whether you're turned on, whether it's... whether it's like a sexual kind of gratification feeling,
but also
or
it's
not.
Me doing it.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
I'm special.
It's sure, also kind of like, in a less like deep way,
who's got
it's
two
kind of
thumbs
like
and special. This
Dad.
Gay.
Dad. Okay,
also,
Matt,
where
here
are
go.
My thumbs?
In a less like deep way, it's kind of like.
No, that's a deep way.
No, this is
her
like,
thumbs
I'm
are in
get
a deep
a little
way.
More service
such
level.
A deep way.
Where
this
are my
way
thumbs?
Is so deep.
Mom,
so
Dad,
deep inside
please.
This thumbs, way.
Ashley's thumbs are deep.
In the
God,
way.
Please. Deep in there.
This way.
Sorry,
I didn't even know how deep this way was.
I have to stop moving away from the mic when I laugh. Because,
yeah, you
like,
do.
I'm a rocker, you know?
Yeah.
Full and
body
I gotta,
laugher, yeah.
Okay, sorry, Mac. What were you going to say?
It's
in a less
like,
deep way.
Like, when I think about a girl that I see that's super hot and I'm like, oh my God, I like her. I want to give her everything. My first thought is like, I want to get on my knees for her. Like, literally, like, put me in my fucking place. Like, the idea of her, like, using me to feel good.
Are you actually?
Guys, please, you're going to make me turn red.
We're going to make you turn red.
I'm just saying, we're That's talking us. About it. It's like nice to be used. Wait, maybe I said something wrong.
No, you're exactly,
no, son,
you
no,
are.
Son, it's very
you
nice
have never said
your
something
son.
More right. You've never said something more right in your whole goddamn life.
Can we get real for a second? What does that mean to you, to be used?
Like, specifically?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
This is more my podcast vibe, the We're Having Gay Sex podcast, but...
Ashley, stop plugging your... I swear to God.
I can't. I never rest. I never sleep. I'm plugging my... I'm plugs on plugs on plugs. I'm going to be plugging this on the other pod.
No, but like, are you... Okay, Ashley, are you asking that because you're like, I'm not... I don't understand. Tell me more. Or are you like...
Genuinely.
Do I relate? Okay,
because
I
want to know what you mean because
I'm
not sure.
With okay. you. I'll just say I'm with you.
Well, so what does like, that mean to be used? Your body?
So maybe this is just like a thing
or
that's
your
like
hand.
A kink for me. Kind of everything. Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of like the idea of like do whatever you want with me to make yourself feel good vibes. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, almost like borderline degrading a little bit.
Like, sit on your face type of shit?
That, yeah, anything. That would, well, I, it's that like, would
what
constitute.
Do you want?
Literally anything, like riding on my leg, like doing whatever.
Okay.
Like, I am turned on by my partner feeling good.
Right.
Like, and that's not just like a, oh, sex turns me on. It's like, no, no, like specifically me, knowing that my partner is doing the thing that they want to be doing.
Me like too. You're making them feel good, but they're deciding how you're doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Me too. I guess I'm with new partners, especially I'm a little more in control. Like I want to make them feel good, but like, you, oh man, I guess I did this to you. So I have to do it.
Yeah.
To me.
Come on. Yeah. What?
You know, like pinning them down and not
actually,
letting them.
You have a sex podcast.
I know.
Why are you so shy right now?
The weird thing is I actually don't say this level of stuff on the podcast. I'm more about like the stories and the stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you're talking. Yeah, you're getting vulnerable a little bit. Okay, this is you know, vulnerable. Like,
something that I think is really hot is to give multiple orgasms, especially when that person doesn't think that they can give more. And obviously there's like a line of consent there that you have to like check in and like, you know, be very gentle and stuff like that. But like, you know, like deciding that I'm in control, like I'm controlling them and they're enjoying, they can just totally pass out for this entire experience. You know what I mean?
So this is now, we're kind of coming back to what you were saying about how top, bottom, dominant, submissive, blah, blah, they're all different. We're almost more now having a conversation less about giving and receiving, or like we're having a conversation about giving and receiving in conjunction with
control.
Dominance and submission. Yeah. So it's almost like, Mac, we're saying we want to be giving but submissive.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, you're right.
I like to top and give. Like dom and give. Mm-hmm. But then when I'm done there, they can do whatever they want to me. Because I'm so turned on from the giving that it just, the end of it is just great.
Yeah, it
great.
Yes, that makes sense.
There's so much fun stuff to do.
There's a lot that's of,
like,
I like,
that's I mean, that's the be beauty gay. In any sex, but like queer sex especially, like there's so much fun stuff to, there's so many dynamics to play with and like things to try and explore and do, and it's just so good.
Yeah.
Can be so good.
This was
100%. And there's like non-sexual stuff that is, will turn you on and like make you feel that way. Like with my girlfriend, she knows how to like touch me to turn me on in a non-sexual way. I don't know how else to go more into depth about that, but that's
eye contact.
The eye contact.
I do love eye contact.
Grab the eyelash. Eye contact while kissing.
Oh, I dropped it. Do you still want to make a wish?
I'll also say the deeper
I dropped this eyelash on your. I can't say it.
No, say it.
No, I don't think I want.
I've never
said
that
on the internet before.
I don't know that
Mac,
I want.
Where'd you drop it?
Oh no. Mac, where'd you drop it?
I dropped it down there. Wait, here, I got it.
The sunglasses are back on.
The sunglasses. I dropped it on your pussy.
There, are you happy, Dad? Are you proud?
I'm
proud of
you, son.
Of your son?
Oh, I don't know what came over me.
I thought you were gonna say
except for Ashley apparently.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, I think we got it. I think that's a wrap.
I think we peaked, guys.
Yeah,
well, thank you all for joining us at the dinner table today. I know what meal we had.
Oh, what did we eat?
I'm curious what you guys think.
Taco Tuesday.
Today was for sure
Taco Tuesday. I was going to go with clam bake or oysters, but let's do Taco Tuesday.
Today
I've
was
never
Taco
had oysters.
Tuesday.
We should, when we all meet up in person, we should go get oysters and like do like trying oysters with my lesbian moms.
I'm a vegan, guys.
I keep mostly vegan. I'm all vegetarian and I keep mostly vegan. I have been thinking about working oysters back into my diet because they're good for the environment. Have you ever thought about that?
No, I don't.
Have you ever had one, Elena?
Yeah, I've had one.
What did you think of it? I've never had one before.
I don't know. It's just kind of slimy and fishy. I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know, whatever. Didn't have much of an impact on me. This was while I was still engaged to a male.
Oh.
So possibly, who knows?
Before, let's do the little post-roll. Mac, do you want to do it? I feel like you haven't done it.
Yeah. What? Give us our little outro.
Thank you guys so much for listening / watching to the podcast. Wait, did I say that correctly?
No, you didn't, but you're doing great.
Thank you for watching and listening. Is that right?
You're doing good.
To the podcast.
I can't keep it going. You're good.
You can follow me at MacNinjaMe. You can follow Ashley at AshGabs. You can follow Elena at Miss Fender with 2 R's. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Make sure to follow because that's where you submit questions, you little bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On Instagram. Bitch. And this is our third episode. We're still just getting this thing started. So make sure that you comment. Make sure that you download the episode. Share it. Tell your friends. So that we can keep doing it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamy. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. Forever
Dog! The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.